The comments have come from Leo Varadkar and not from any public health official. Two things occur to me. One is that this is a man who's completely out of touch with the reality of people's lives around the border area. Thousands of people cross from Donegal to Derry and Tyrone, and from Tyrone and Derry into Donegal every day to work, to study, for essential travel. There's very, very few people travelling for any other reason at this stage. So he has no clue about the reality of life in the border region. And secondly, he is the tonnister. He should have assured a joint-up approach to public health throughout this crisis, and he hasn't done that. The chief medical officers are given different advice at different stages on this island. That's his responsibility in government to do something about that, rather than making petulant comments that are out of touch with people's reality in the border region.
But it can be argued that it is your party colleague Michelle O'Neill's responsibility to make sure there is a harmonised approach as well.
Oh, it is indeed, and we've called for it repeatedly. But unfortunately, the Irish government has had no great interest in the North, in my opinion, other than to attack Sinn Féin. And the reality is that if you look at, in fairness to the people in the North, they've made big sacrifices to get the numbers down from very high levels months ago. I believe that they're doing what they can, and indeed they're going to face even more stringent measures from next week, whereas we may have lighter measures on the other side of the border. So, you have to come to the conclusion, one, that Leo Varadkar has no sense of what it is to live in the border region, and number two, this is a petulant attack to try and attack Sinn Féin, because we are holding his government to account week in, week out, and Fine Gael don't like being held to account.
Do the lighter restrictions here next week not give rise to concern to the other way around, like people in the north travelling into Donegal and so on?
I think that's what's really bizarre about this call, is that, the fact is that the likelihood is next week is that they will have more stringent measures in place for a number of weeks in the north than they will on the other side of the border. So, for example, in Donegal, we are likely to have lighter measures in place than in Derry and West Tyrone. So this is the timing of this. You have to come to the conclusion that this is a petulant tonnister who is angry that he and his government colleagues are being held to account by a strong opposition. And again, shows little understanding of the reality of life in the border region, out of touch and arrogant is what I would say about him.